there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... You can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Tony Dungy, Hall of Fame coach, will join us coming up in a little bit here. Football coming up tomorrow night. It's the Hall of Fame game. Plenty of players not playing. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dp-show. Stat of the day is always brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The Framber Valdez train faced 27 batters, walking one. And no hitting the Guardians in a 2-0 win. The first Astro pitcher to throw a complete game no-hitter since Justin Verlander all the way back in 2019. By the way, the Cubs hit 7 home runs. They beat the Reds 20-9. Can you imagine being the Red starter, Ben Lively? He was tagged for 13 earned runs. That is the most earned runs allowed by a starting pitcher in a single game. You have to go back to 1998, when Mike Oquist gave up 14 earned runs in a loss to the Yankees.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Is it irresponsible for the manager to leave the starting pitcher out there? At what point do you send a message to the manager, hey, maybe, wink, wink, you come out here and get me out of this mess? How about after 8 runs? Do you need to be around for 13? That seems kind of cruel and unusual punishment there for your starting pitcher. Yes, Marvin?
That's like a corner man who keeps seeing his fighter get beat up. Like, oh, man, look at his face. He can barely see out of both eyes. Nah, let him tough it out.
Surrounded by the greatest to ever play the game, the Hall of Famers will look on as the Jets take flight in Canton against the local favorite Cleveland Browns. The NFL preseason starts where historical careers end. The Pro Football Hall of Fame game presented by Verizon. Tomorrow night, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Yes, Paulie?
Your guy Joe Klecko from the Jets is going in the Hall of Fame class.
Yeah, there are 2 guys that I've been campaigning for. Actually, there's 4 that I've been campaigning for. Kenny Riley played for the Bengals. Ken Anderson, who played for the Bengals, who is not getting in, at least not yet. Joe Klecko played for the Jets. And Zach Thomas, who played for the Dolphins. Those were guys that I saw, I was around, got to cover them, at least from afar, and thought they were Hall of Famers. Zach Thomas is widely considered one of the smartest linebackers, one of the smartest defensive players who ever played. I mean, Peyton Manning would talk about that. You go to the line of scrimmage, you call out a play, Zach Thomas would tell the defense what the play was, and then you'd be forced to change the play. He knew what you were going to run. So I'm glad he's getting in. Sometimes we look at a career and go, okay, what differentiates? Sometimes it's just word of mouth with those who played against him. That's why, you know, when Brady wrote that letter about Jason Taylor, the Dolphins, you sort of forget how great Jason Taylor was. I mean, he was dominating. But the team wasn't as successful as he was. And then sometimes you get lost in that where, oh, yeah, that guy was good, but the team didn't really do anything. That should only happen, you know, I think, relate to quarterbacks and coaches. That it feels like the bottom line is, did you win? How many did you win? How many did you lose? How many did you get to? The quarterback. We don't do that with running backs, wide receivers, defensive ends. Hey, how many Super Bowls did you get to? But we do that with coaches and quarterbacks. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. The Jets right now, one-point favorites against the Broncos in Week 5 as the feud, the bad blood continues because Nathaniel Hackett, who is the Jets offensive coordinator, former Broncos head coach, who was ripped by Sean Payton, he reacted yesterday to Sean Payton's comments.
It's frustrating and it sucks, but we're all susceptible to it. There are things that you do, mistakes you make, and it costs you time on the field, costs you your job, all those things, and I own all that stuff. It's unfortunate that that had to happen, that the comments that were made, but hey, they did.
I don't know what led to this. I mean, I know what the comments were, but then does he go to management? Does he go to Robert Saleh, the head coach, and say, look, I got to get this off my chest? I don't know if this makes it any better. Maybe it makes him feel better, but then it doesn't go away. And I would just let it go away. It's coming back up in Week 5. That'll be part of the pregame. And you know, maybe Sean Payton will have reached out to Nathaniel Hackett to apologize. Nathaniel Hackett talked about what Sean Payton was guilty of.
I've been involved in this business my whole life. And as a coach, you know, as a coach's kid, you know, we live in a glass house. We know that. We all live in different rooms. We all got a key for it. And it's one of those things that there's a code, there's a way things are done.
All right. He's right. Sean Payton was probably correct in what he said and described what happened in Denver. He wasn't right in saying it publicly about Nathaniel Hackett because it, to me, I do think that there was a strategy here to take the pressure off Russell Wilson. That's just my thought with this, where I'm going to put that out there, make sure that we blame everybody who was here, Nathaniel Hackett. This shouldn't be on Russell Wilson. That's the feeling I got. I think Sean Payton was being an analyst. I think he was almost like, yeah, I'm going to assess what happened with Denver, almost from an analyst chair. You're back in the business. You're not an analyst anymore. And I think that's where the coaching community, we'll ask Tony Dungy about this, the coaching community, should you be able to say something like that? Yeah, Paul.
Do you think that Sean Payton actually kind of sabotaged himself? If the Broncos have a slow start, which they could, he doesn't get the hall pass anymore. Because of when he talked. Like, if they started 1-4, you're like, well, it's his first year.
But he might be able to say, hey, I got to clean up all the mess that was left behind. It's going to take me a little while.
He could have said that, but he kind of lost that chip when he already said it. Like, we have to say it on his behalf, not him.
Yeah. It's interesting. But that Week 5 matchup, it'd be great if it was two players, like a defensive player was saying something about Aaron Rodgers. But you got an assistant coach and a head coach. Yes, Eden.
Let's see. They start with the Raiders, Commanders.
You're talking about the Broncos.
I'm talking about the Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos.
Yes.
Okay.
Dolphins is a tough one. Yeah. Bears. Okay. Jets. Those are some winnable games.
Yeah.
No offense.
Not tune-in games.
Okay. The Jets are the ones that could get off to a bad start. They got Buffalo right out of the gate. Then all of a sudden, you know, because I know that we're looking at this, that Aaron Rodgers, you put him in there with that team, you know, won 7 games. They were in the playoff hunt for a little while. Now you got him. You automatically are going to leap up to vault into the 11-win category. That is a very difficult division. And your schedule makes it really. So you have the NFC East and the AFC West that you have to play against. And then you have your own division. It feels like 11 wins that division.
They have Buffalo, then they're at Dallas, Patriots, Chiefs.
Oh, man.
At Broncos, Eagles.
Oh, that's what people, they don't factor that in. It's like Aaron Rodgers there, man. You're going to the Super Bowl. Well, just look at the schedule here. you're probably not going to have home field advantage. If you don't win the division, you might not get in the playoffs here. Did you see where Josh Allen said that Super Bowl is not what the goal should be? It should be making the playoffs.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm paraphrasing just a little bit, but I think the quote had to do with, hey, we're focused on the play. Let's be focused on the playoffs. No, Buffalo needs to be focused on the Super Bowl. Yeah, Marv.
John Allen said that?
No, Josh.
No, it couldn't have been Josh Allen.
Check, see if there's a quote that comes up there that he talks about the Super Bowl, that the goal is to make the playoffs. Do you have that, Paulie?
We don't have it yet.
Okay.
I looked it up. It's like
I hope I didn't just make it up.
We're good. I think we all should take the day off the Monday after week two, because no matter who wins or loses, Dallas versus the Jets, it's going to be overwhelming overreaction.
Yes, it will be.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to all year long. The Jets every single Monday. Every single Monday.
Should we print up a new Aaron Says Relax t-shirt in Jets colors?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's coming.
Yeah, sure, if you want. He's going to tell everybody, relax.
R-E-L-A-X.
Yeah. But, yeah, we can do that. Let's see, a couple of phone calls here. Oscar in Tennessee. Good morning, Oscar. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Hope everything's going well.
Thank you.
After you left sports, ESPN,
yeah,
and before you started the radio show, you had a website and you had some videos that were short, funny as heck, and wondering where they are at, if you could put them on YouTube, and what was the thought behind those videos?
Okay. I work with a group called The Content Factory in Chicago, and they came in. This was late in the summer, 2007, and we were just going to do little vignettes of me leaving ESPN and getting ready to start my own radio show. And they brought in some ideas. We decided that we were going to have some ideas as well. Paulie was brilliant. That was one of those days where we were looking at these, and I said, how do we make these work? And Paulie said, And he's taken, you know, his Sharpie to it. Like, all right, we'll do that, and then add that, and we'll do that. And they were really, they were shot well, and we got them so they sounded like, you know, me and the show we wanted to put on. I don't know where those videos are.
I think I might be able to find a few. I think they're on YouTube. We almost did them like a voiceover, where you were in your room with your Emmys, and you're all by yourself, and you're running around celebrating and dusting them. And
yeah,
you did another thing where you're outside petting the dog. It was just quiet, and you could hear the breeze. You're like, what?
I think I did a video where I'm sitting next to my my late dog Lou.
Yes.
And I'm telling him, I'm explaining Michael Vick to my dog, and I hadn't.
Oh my God. Yeah, true story.
Yeah. It was. So I'm at home.
Maybe I wasn't brilliant
on the porch, and I had nobody to talk to since I didn't have my radio show yet. So my dog is sitting there, and I'm saying, this is what Michael Vick, you know, did with the dog. So, you know, we shot it with the reaction of my dog to me talking about Michael Vick and, you know, dog fighting.
Lou was good. You needed a couple takes.
Yeah, Lou did a wonderful job. I you know, froze up a little bit. A couple more phone calls. Mark in Myrtle Beach. Good morning, Mark. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Longtime listener, 6'1", 215. What's up, fellas? Hey, Dan, I just have a couple quick things for you this morning. The first one is, I love the Irish. Jealous that y'all are going to Ireland. My mom's from Tipperary, and I've been loving the Irish since I was born, pretty much. And my second one is a stat of the day for the Hall of Fame game.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. All right, the Hall of Fame game, Dan, has no teams that played in the Hall of Fame game have ever won the Super Bowl in the same year.
All right. I'm going to take you at your word on that, Mark.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Bop, bop.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Bop. Yeah. Yeah. I'll take you at your word for it. Did we find that Josh Allen quote? We did not find that Josh Allen quote. Uh-oh. Now I feel bad Josh Allen said, Josh Allen. Why don't you guys talk?
I think that's all right.
Huh?
It's okay if you just start making stuff up.
Hold on, DP.
Yes, Marv.
All right, so I got this from the Carton Show, one of their Twitter feeds. Josh Allen, I don't want our focus to be on the Super Bowl.
Well, this, I got something here. Okay. I just want to make sure that he did. I don't want to put that out there that he doesn't care about the Super Bowl.
Well, the context would be interesting. If he's saying, like, hey, we got to focus on September's games, February's games. It's all context. We're going to get it in context.
Okay, that's fine. We want to put it in context, which is really important. Seton, do we have a new poll question? We'll take a break. Tony Dungy will join us here coming up.
Yeah, Dan, we got poll questions.
Okay. we got your poll questions.
Let me update you on, if given the option, how many songs should Todd sing with Darius Rucker on Friday? One, a couple, or a few? Right now, man, 70% now say just one song. Mm. Man, not getting a lot of support for multiple songs.
All right. Okay.
T-O-double-D.
All right.
Will Darius Rucker retire before Friday evening? Right now, that one's a little closer. 66% saying no, but it's closer. And who had a better day yesterday philosophically, the Mets or the Yankees? Mets, it's an 80-20 split. Killing.
Yeah. I think they realized, hey, we're not going to win. Let's get something for these guys and then figure out, you know, what is our financial game plan next year and the year after. Yes.
But it's awesome when you have an owner come right out of the gate and spend money.
Yeah.
But then right in that very same year is getting rid of the people that they spent the money to bring in. Well, how many years will an owner actually do that before they're more fiscally responsible, Dan?
Well, they're responsible for, what, $50 million with those two pitchers? So they traded them away, but they're paying salaries here. But to get out from underneath the Verlander contract, first of all.
He's made a healthy living for
himself. Yes, he has.
Healthy living.
Yes, he has. And he's a Hall of Famer. He gets to go back to Houston. Did you see the Baltimore pitcher who said he didn't want to go to the Dodgers? Or was it the Tigers? I went, oh, my God, wait, hold on. What's his name, Perez? He didn't want to go to the Dodgers? Yeah, Todd.
So he wants to stay in Detroit instead of going to L.A., and the Tigers themselves want him to leave for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yeah. No, I'm staying here, but we don't want you here.
We want you to leave. You don't want to leave.
For a contender. I mean, always a contender at the Dodgers.
Mm.
He has a 10-team no-trade clause, and the Dodgers is one of those 10 teams.
Dang. Is he good?
So good that no one's good enough for his services.
I guess Josh Allen said to Kay Adams, we'll talk about the Super Bowl later. It's a playoff mentality in Buffalo right now. Okay. That's the context of it. That's okay. I'm fine with that. How many teams do talk about the Super Bowl? But it feels like Buffalo, we've been waiting for them, almost that wishful reporting of, you know, hey, they're going to Super Bowl, Josh Allen's going to be the MVP. Well, neither has happened. And you start to wonder about that window. It's like the Chargers. It's like, hey, you got good running back, wide receivers, you spent some money on defense, and you got a great quarterback, and that window, being in the AFC West, gets a little tighter. Yes, Mark?
Are you talking about this Chargers or the Chargers of the previous generation?
Oh, and then the previous generation to that, and then the previous generation to that one as well. All right, we'll take a break. Tony Dungy joins us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. King's Hawaiian, they've done it again. They have all kinds of recipes. A little recipe inspiration, go to kingshawaiian.com. And I noticed there is a recipe there, blackened ahi tuna sliders. Whew, man, you serve this on the OG King's Hawaiian original sweet rolls, and that sounds like perfection. King's Hawaiian is making Slider Sunday, the next great weekly mealtime ritual. Perfect way to enjoy your summer. Whether you're gathering around the barbecue or the kitchen table, any great summer get-together starts with food. And King's Hawaiian wants to help you. Great slider combinations. And it all starts with King's Hawaiian, whether it's the originals, the Hawaiian sweet rolls, pre-sliced slider buns, or their perfectly sweet and salty pretzel slider buns. Enjoy the summer, barbecuing with friends, get-together. King's Hawaiian wants to help make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy today. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You can watch the Hall of Fame game tomorrow night. It'll be on NBC and Peacock. They start at 7 Eastern. Tony Dungy will be part of the festivities. The Hall of Famer joining us from Canton, Ohio. Tony, looking good. How you
Thank
doing?
Thank you, Dan. Long time no see.
Do you have a Colts jacket on there? What, any teams?
No, this is Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. And now, is your gold jacket there?
It is. Yes, I brought it this year.
Oh, okay. It's not like the Masters where you leave your green jacket there. You don't.
No. You get to keep it, take it around, and a lot of people want you to wear it to different events, and it's pretty cool.
How often do you wear it socially?
Probably 4 or 5 times a year, just at events that people ask you to wear it or bring it. It's not something I just wear casually day to day, but a lot of people like to see it.
Todd said that you were at the officiating meeting. What's the point of emphasis for officials this upcoming season?
A lot of player safety, obviously, just looking at ways to make the game safer. A lot of discussion on the kickoff. Kickoff still the most dangerous play percentage-wise in football. There's a lot of pushback from the special teams coaches on fair catching in the field of play. But I think the competition committee, again, just trying to see how they can make the game safer.
But they wear these helmets, these protective shells in practice. If they know that helps protect the players... Then why don't they make a helmet so they can wear that in the game, Tony?
You're reading my mind. That was a question I asked the NFL office. They showed us this data that players wore these shells in practice, reduced concussions 22% in practice. If I'm a player, I would say, if that's true, let me wear it in the game. And they should be allowed to wear it in the game. I don't know if that's coming, but that was the exact question I asked.
Yeah, I watch it and it looks odd, but I think anything, you know, sometimes we'll see things and go, oh my gosh, that's odd. I'm sure that the guys who played with, you know, helmets with no face mask looked at guys wearing a face mask and go, boy, that looks weird. And then all of a sudden, hockey players had to wear a helmet, or yes, running backs were wearing shields on, you know, all these things that seem like they're strange. Yeah. Can they design a helmet that you could wear the helmet and it's going to, you know, further ensure safety?
I don't know. Absolutely. And that's what we should be after. And yes, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look as cool. But if I'm a 25-year-old player and I'm going to play 10 years and I'm going to take 200 hits to the head during the course of my career, and this is going to give me a 50% less chance to have a concussion, I would do it.
Help me understand the coaching community. Sean Payton has his comments about Nathaniel Hackett, and Hackett, of course, now with the Jets, and Sean taking over in Denver. What do you think the strategy was, if there was, with Sean to say this?
Well, I think the strategy was, I'm going to prop up my team. I'm going to build up my guys that are here. You weren't as bad as people thought last year. I'm behind you. I'm with you. And we all do that in private. I was very surprised that Sean took it public. Hey, when I went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 1996, Warren Sapp was his rookie year being taken out on third down. John Lynch was a backup linebacker, and Derek Brooks was playing over the tight end, getting swallowed by 250-pound tight ends. I told those guys, hey, we've got a different system now. You guys will fit this like a glove. You should be multi-year Pro Bowlers. But I didn't go out and say, oh, these guys were used wrongly. This was poor coaching. No, I mean, you say that to your players and you build them up. But there's a certain respect for each other in the game that you don't say that publicly.
Well, it's like, remember when you were doing Football Night in America and we were we were showing clips of Rex Ryan at Hard Knocks, yeah, and you came out and said that he could never coach on your staff or be part of your staff, and that almost felt like it broke the code that you were talking out of school about another coach even though you weren't coaching anymore.
Right, and that's what I think that's the difference. And Sean said, well, I had my Fox hat on. Well, you aren't working for Fox now. And I got paid to say things like that. I still get paid to give my opinion. And that's tough. You know, you don't always want to do that, but you have to be honest. And you're the best at it because you had asked me questions. You know I'm not going to lie to you. So you asked me questions to put me on the spot. But that's my job at that point. But I would certainly answer differently if I was coaching as opposed to broadcasting.
How do you think Hard Knocks impacts the Jets?
I think they've got enough professionals that they, you know, they get around it. I would have never wanted to be on Hard Knocks. I think anytime you introduce the cameras, it brings another element to the game that you really don't want, another distraction. You have to be careful about what you say. Your quarterbacks have to be careful about what they talk about, all those things. So, but I think the Jets are approaching this really well and professionally, and they're going to be okay. I just, to me, it was a worry that I never wanted in training camp.
Talking to Tony Dungy, Hall of Fame head coach. We had Steve Young on last week, and he said that this would have been his era. Like, this style of football would have been great for Steve Young because he would have been encouraged to run, and he was also a great passer. But he said something that really stood out. He said, the days of Dan Marino and Peyton Manning are done at that position.
I think he's right. And I remember when I was a young coach and I would do college clinics and talk about all these defenses that we ran, and the college coaches would always, well, what if the quarterback runs? What do you do? And I would have to say, we don't worry about that because no one runs. Well, now all of a sudden you bring that element into it. And you get a Patrick Mahomes that you defend everything right. John Elway was the first one. He gave me headaches that way. You defend everything. He moves around for 10 seconds, hits a guy down the field or runs for 20 yards, and it breaks down your whole defense. Well, now you've got to deal with these quarterbacks that run. It restricts what you can play defensively. It helps the receivers. It helps everything. And that mobile quarterback has an advantage, and coaches understand that now. So they're not telling the guy, oh, Fran Tarkenton, stay in the pocket. Don't scramble. They're saying, oh, no, this is an advantage now.
Well, could you see a team featuring a running game and de-emphasizing throwing the ball 30 times?
No, I think you're beyond that. Just with the way the rules are, it's so easy to throw now, and you're getting these great receivers. You're getting quarterbacks who've thrown the ball thousands of times in college. And so you've got to utilize that. And it is the way to strike quickly. Now, you've got to have a running game. You look at all these teams that have won the Super Bowls the last 15 years. You've got to be able to run. But throwing the ball, scoring points, that's the way the league is set up now.
If I said you could put one player in the Hall of Fame who's not in the Hall of Fame, who would it be?
Wow, there's a lot of guys. This senior class this year that's going in, I'm really happy for some of those guys. Albert Lewis is, I'm kind of on that bandwagon. I coached Albert Lewis for 3 years. He was incredible. And he doesn't get the credit because we didn't win a bunch of Super Bowls. We didn't have we played in a small market. But he was probably the best one-on-one cover guy I've ever been around.
If you were coaching Peyton and going against Darrelle Revis, do you have to tell him we're not going in that direction? Did you ever do that?
Not necessarily. No, there's certain things. And he would do it. I mean, he'd stay away from it. If he had a better matchup somewhere else, he'd go there. I can remember playing against Champ Bailey. And Reggie Wayne catches 12 balls for 200-something yards. We only threw two balls to Marvin that week, because we had a successful matchup. But now if they're going to tip everything over away from Bailey or away from Revis and say, we're just going to leave him one-on-one, then you've got to take some shots over there. But it really is, where do you have the best chance to succeed? And most of the time with Revis, it's with going after the other guy.
Yeah, but I don't think Peyton would admit that he would have stayed away from Darrelle. Like, he wouldn't say that publicly, do you think?
No, he would just say, we had better options. And that's what he said. We threw 15 balls at Rock Alexander and made 250 yards. I don't need to throw a Champ Bailey. But now if you help Alexander and you tip the coverage over there and you make me throw a Bailey, we've got some things that we can do. And that's the way Peyton would approach it. But he would be smart, and he would just pick his spots.
When you coached Peyton, were you faster than Peyton?
Probably the first part of my career, yes.
If you ran
not at the end, but at the beginning.
Oh, no. Peyton at the end against you at the end? 40-yard dash?
Well, yes. And I got there in 2002. I might have been able to get in by 2007 or 2008. I could.
What is the biggest concern or team looking at this year of just, you know, we've talked about Buffalo, that window here. They've lost some starters. It feels like it's now to win. The Bengals, are they going to be able to keep all those receivers? Is that window now? Kansas City, we know that window is now. Philadelphia is in that window. Is Dallas in that window? The Niners in that window. It feels like you got seven or eight teams. Now we should be thinking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you do. And I heard you ask the question in the previous, do you talk about it? Yes, you talk about it. That's our goal, and we want to win it. You mentioned Cincinnati. They still got Joe Burrow on that first contract. That's when you got to strike. You look at all these quarterbacks, the Russell Wilsons, you know, you win when you've got that great quarterback on his first contract. Now, when you have to pay him, you're going to start losing players, and that's going to make it more difficult. So, yeah, I think Cincinnati's a team that I think needs to strike.
When's the last time you asked a Hall of Famer for an autograph?
I got Earl Campbell a couple of years ago for my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law just loves Earl. And so, hey, Earl, I don't like to do this, but I need you.
How's Earl doing?
Last time I saw him last year, he had the walker, and that's tough to see. It really is. But he was gracious and still funny and doing well.
Yeah, I saw him years ago, and he was in a wheelchair, and
yeah,
you know, you just look, you know, that's why we talk about running backs getting paid. I mean, nobody takes more of a beating than they do, but I just can't imagine how anybody changes anything with this. If, let's say you're coaching Josh Jacobs, what would you say to Josh Jacobs?
you have to play ball and you have to strike while the iron's hot and you get as much as you can get. I talked about this on social media the other day. Mike Florio made a comment about it. It's not new. Our Super Bowl year, Edgerrin James was going to be a free agent. He had come back from knee surgery, had a 1,500-yard year for us in 2005. Best running back that I've been around in terms of doing everything, running inside, outside, catching the ball, pass protection, and a phenomenal teammate. Bill Polian says, we either have to sign Edgerrin before he gets to free agency, because once he gets on the market, we're not going to afford him. We'll have to get him at a deal less than he should deserve, or we can let him go. It's going to be a great year for running backs. We'll get Maurice Jones-Drew, Joseph Addai, or Lawrence Maroney for much less money, and then we'll take that extra money and we'll re-sign Dwight Freeney, Dallas Clark, and Reggie Wayne.
Wow.
Well, that was a tough deal, and Edgerrin was the heart and soul of our team. After I slept on it for 3 or 4 days and talked with Jim Earth, you know, we have to do that. So we went to Edgerrin, hey, we're going to let you go. He got paid big money by Arizona, but we had another running back come in, not Edgerrin James, but played well enough for us to go to the Super Bowl and then stayed as a Super Bowl contender for a number of years just because you use your money wisely. And that's what you have to do. And that's what I tell Josh Jacobs. Hey, you got to play, and it's not fair, but that's life.
Good to talk to you, and have fun there in Canton. Hopefully it's not too hot with the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies.
It's in the afternoon again. Rondé Barber, one of my former players, is going in, so looking forward to it.
Hey, great to talk to you, Tony. Thank you.
Thanks, DP. Yep.
Tony Dungy, Hall of Famer, joining us from Canton, Ohio. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, and we found the Josh Allen interview with Kay Adams. We'll have that for you as well. Played golf yesterday, and eventually the guys in the group will get around to looking at everybody's clubs. Oh, what are you hitting there? Are those blades? What? And then they come to my clubs. Oh, my! You got the PXGs, huh? Did you get the fitting?
Yeah.
Is that the Gen 6 driver?
Yeah.
Don't they have a challenge going on?
Yeah, they do.
Visit PXG.com or your local PXG retailer. Sign up for your free fitting. This is how confident they are. They're so confident in their driver. If it doesn't deliver more total distance, or you know, that's both carry and roll, or higher dispersion compared to your current driver, they've got you covered. You'll receive a $100 MasterCard reward card. That's how confident they are. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Go in and get fitted. The experience of that is going to take you a little over 2 hours, but they take you through all your clubs. They're not trying to change your swing. They're getting clubs that adapt to you. PXG.com for terms and conditions for the PXG Driver Challenge. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period. PXG.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know,
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, a ton, including include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know, you're just encouraging Todd to sing, Marvin.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules and
why did you do this?
Well, me and C were talking during the break, and this might be the third song Fritzy sings.
No.
If we say, hey,
no.
Do three songs.
No, he's got two max. Even if Darius goes, hey, why don't you sing along Wagon Wheel? That ain't happening. And no medley, no Hall & Oates medley there. Yes, Seton.
I was just throwing out the idea that wouldn't it be awesome if Todd just didn't give the microphone back? And like a roadie had to come out and like security had to like physically drag him off stage.
I'd get tackled.
Yeah. I'd be like, no, I'm good. They are pitch for. We got one more.
Thank you, Fritzy.
Goes into just like Bogey and Bacall.
Yeah, but you're encouraging him. You said that you're on his side.
I am on his side.
But that's not good.
That would be funny though. Let's hear it for Fritzy. Thanks, Fritzy. What I want, you got, but it might be hard to handle. Hey, that wasn't a great like a flame that burns a candle. We never agreed.
You make my dreams come
down on my daydreams. Oh, that sleepwalk should be over by now.
Just be on the beat, though. That's all I'm asking.
That's gonna be a problem.
Because you're just.
I had a few jokes.
You're
gonna
go to no. No, no jokes, no nothing. Just say, you know, thank you. Good evening, Cleveland. You know, that's always good. Yes, Marv.
No matter what. This all makes for good TV and radio conversation.
Yeah, content.
TV and radio is a conversation.
Content.
It makes for good sports radio, Phil, talk and conversation.
How's it going, Cosh Cobb in Fairfield County? How we doing? Oh, where are we?
Cosh Cobb.
Darianne in the house. Let me hear it, Darianne.
That's
Greens
funny.
Farm, let me hear it.
Todd came up with a SportsCenter tease and using his Marge Simpson voice.
Coming up on SportsCenter, Astro fans don't get cheated. Valdez makes history at Minute Maid. Cracking the code. Hackett says Broncos coach comments were horse bleep. Are you Scherzer? The NL team in New York is flushing the next few seasons. Sweet and sour. Why some Team USA fans are saying good luck with that in quest for three-peat. Power dive. The once respectable Pac-12 is starting to sink. I ain't lying. Detroit Dan wants to make the sidelines roar. Tiger getting bored? He's joining the board. Don't trade us. We might feel devalued. Sports Center next.
All right. Well done. Well done, I think. Well done. Overdone.
The Colts had to get rid of Edgerrin James. They signed Reggie Wayne. Joseph Addai? What?
I don't understand NFL math, but somehow the Colts passing on a four-year, $30 million contract turned into a six-year, $72 million contract and a six-year, $40 million contract. And that's only two of the five players that Tony Dungy mentioned.
They didn't re-sign Edgerrin James. They got Joseph Addai. Then they used that money for Reggie Wayne and Dwight Freeney.
Right. And I think he mentioned, like, I think he named five players, maybe six.
Yeah.
And Edgerrin James signed with the Cardinals for 4 years, 30.
Mm.
So I don't know. Somehow that 4 years, 30 turned into $250 million.
Because they saved, you know, $25 million.
Right.
And then they had
they could spend an extra $75 because they saved this $25 million. See, that's the bonuses there. It's all dead cap hit anyway.
Is that what it is?
that's a good vague thing to say.
I know. There's a couple of things that are said sometimes by the media and we just accept it. And you're going, oh yeah, okay. A dead cap hit. Okay.
Yeah, but what's the dead cap hit?
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
I would watch the NFL draft, and I like to think I know a lot about football, but I remember 10 years ago, I would hear the analyst go, you know, he's a great three-technique defensive tackle. I'm like, yeah, he sure is. He sure is.
Yeah.
And I just went along with it for years not knowing what that meant.
By the way, it's coming up on 50 years since Archie Griffin became college football's first and only repeat Heisman Trophy winner. So Tim Tebow didn't, Lamar Jackson didn't, Johnny Manziel didn't, Bryce Young didn't. But now you got Caleb Williams. So he's been compared to Patrick Mahomes, and he's the next guy up. He's the only guy that can go back-to-back, at least this year. Records meant to be broken, right? But keeping in mind that USC lost three starting offensive linemen, top receiver Jordan Addison, running back Travis Dye, and the history of the award not being on his side, would you take Caleb Williams or the field if I gave it to you?
The field.
Oh, you would? Okay.
Field.
All right. Field.
Field.
Paulie?
This feels like Caleb's year. I don't think USC's road is that tough. They get by Texas, it's his.
But last year was his year too, wasn't it?
Yeah, but anytime you
get... His coming out party from Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Man.
Painting his nails?
I'm usually a field guy.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I think there's going to be a little bit of a karma hit with the cockiness and the nails and things you're talking about, and that's going to make him not as great as we think he might be.
So you don't like Caleb Williams?
I think it's a little over the top. I don't mind a little cockiness, but there's a line with the arrogance and the strut, and I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way a little bit. Let your play speak for itself, and we'll find you.
I'm going to take Caleb Williams. I'll take Caleb Williams for the win. Yes, Paulie.
USC at Notre Dame, October 14th. That's a big one. National TV, October 14th, the Heisman's still in question.
Mm-hmm.
Saucy.
This day in sports history. Mm-hmm.
Also saucy, Dan. 1921, eight White Sox players were acquitted of throwing the 1991 World Series. They were found not guilty, still banned for life. 1938, bright yellow baseballs were used in a Major League Baseball game between the Dodgers and the Cardinals, and MLB thought the balls would be easier to see by the fans. Mm. And 2012, Michael Phelps won his 16th gold medal in the 200-meter individual medley.
You know, we talked about this where a baseball player can get traded during a game. Well, it was on this date in 1979, the Mets purchased the contract of outfielder Jose Cardenal from the Phillies between games of a doubleheader between those two teams. So he had to go from one locker room to the other, and then you got to get a uniform for him. Let me see. Is there anything else here? Dream Team beat Yugoslavia to win the gold medal. That was in 1996. Beat them comfortably. And that's on this date, 1993. The Orioles were bought by attorney Peter Angelos. What do you think he paid for the Orioles 1993? Over, under $250 million. Marvin, I'm going to go with you.
My guess was going to be 280, so I'll say over.
Okay. Seton?
I'll say under.
All right. Got a number?
245.
Paulie?
$221
million. Todd?
$216.5.
$173.
Whoa!
What a bargain.
Seems like a bargain.
Yeah. Did somebody win the lottery?
No.
Oh,
nobody won the lottery.
So we got to pony up again another $10 each.
See what they do?
Let's go. All right. Let's go.
And then when is the drawing? Is that Saturday?
No, there should be another one on Friday.
Okay. Well, that'd be great. We'll be at the Darius Rucker concert.
Yeah.
Todd will be singing, and we find out that we won the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now it's at $1.25 billion, but it'll probably go up by then.
I'm going to guess it will.
Yeah.
Let's go around the room what we learned. Todd, what'd you learn today?
It's within the realm of possibility that Darius Rucker would announce his immediate retirement Friday morning to keep me from performing in Bridgeport that
night. Well, he said he's got a big announcement coming up Friday on TikTok. Seton O'Connor.
Pac-12 not doing well.
No, it's not. Pac-12, Pac-10, Pac-8, pack it in. Marvin?
You explained Michael Vick to your dog.
Yes, I did. Lou. Yes, I did. And he was all ears. I mean, he was listening.
Okay.
Okay, so I did.
All right.
Paulie, what did you learn?
They call them guardian caps.
Yes, that's what the players are wearing. Todd?
A combined no-hitter should be acknowledged as a small footnote in the box score.
Keeper's Heart is a new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating a smooth character of Irish whiskey and bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Please drink responsibly. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate the support. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.